Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Yoshiki is a superstar, a rock and roll icon in Japan, where he's got his own Hello Kitty brand, Yoshi Kitty. He's got his own wax figure at Madame Tussauds. He's sold tens of millions of records as the co-founder, leader, songwriter, pianist, and drummer in the monster rock group in the 80s and 90s, X-Japan. X-Japan is the subject of a documentary that was a favorite at Sundance called We Are X. As the New York Times review says, in any language, this band delivers the goods. But Yoshiki is also a classical musician, studying piano and music theory at the age of 4, composing by 10. In 1993, he released his first solo album, Eternal Melody, working with the late George Martin, the legendary producer. He did classical arrangements of X-Japan songs. In 2012, he composed the theme for the Golden Globe Awards, which appears on his album Yoshiki Classical, also produced by Martin. This week, Yoshiki will play two concerts with the Tokyo Philharmonic Orchestra at that pinnacle of classical music, New York's Carnegie Hall. And it coincides with a vinyl release of Yoshiki Classical. So, Yoshiki joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations. Do you know there's a joke in America? Do you know how you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice.
You do know it. And you have been, I mean, since a child. Tell us more about this, coming back to classical after your rock career. What made you want to do that?
Well, you know, I started playing classical piano. I mean, started practicing piano when I was 4 years old. My parents got me a piano. Actually, my father. Then, you know, my father passed away when I was 10 years old and started doing rock music. My mother got me on drum set. So, but classical music was always in me.
Well, Yoshiki, I want to ask you about something you've alluded to. You talked about how it was your father who got you the piano. And
yes.
I know I'm definitely going into tender territory here. You mentioned he passed. We understand he committed suicide.
Yes, he took his own life.
Yeah. Well, condolences even years later. But how much did that have to do? Because we understood that right after that is when you saw Kiss and you decided you wanted to go into rock and roll. Was there some anger there you were trying to work through? Or
yes, completely. I didn't know what to do. I was very, how do you say, depressed, crying and screaming every day. Mm. I didn't know how to deal with that emotion. But I found out about rock, so I can do pretty much anything, scream, break things.
Well, and you did. I mean, you became, you know, one of those artists. I understand that when you perform as a rock artist, you need oxygen sometimes. You know, you get injuries on stage.
Yeah, I play drums like there's no tomorrow.
Well, this is in the band X-Japan. It obviously gave you an outlet after your father's death, but also gave you this creative outlet. We mentioned how much, you know, you like Kiss. And your band became known for something that the Japanese called Visual K. What is that?
We are in crazy, crazy makeup, crazy outfit, playing something super heavy, sometimes super soft. So it's like a new kind of like movement, a new genre we created.
Like glam rock?
More like a punk rock.
Huh. And now turning back to your classical roots, what were your favorite composers? What did you like about classical?
You know, I grew up listening to Beethoven or Chopin, Mozart. Mm. My favorite composer, actually, I'm going to be performing that song in Carnegie Hall, Tchaikovsky. For some reason, I love Russian composer.
Mm. Well, let's listen to a little. Japan's rock and classical star Yoshiki playing Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake in a performance at Pace Magazine Studios. Well, I want to listen to another piece you've composed. This is the theme for the Emperor of Japan's 10-year anniversary. Just beautiful. But Yoshiki, I'm thinking, if there's anyone maybe bigger than you in Japan, it's the emperor. I mean, is there some pressure here?
Completely. I was like, whoa, what should I do? So I asked my mother, then she said it's a pretty big honor for me to even compose a song. So I composed a piano concerto.
You worked on that piece with the late, now George Martin, you know, of course, the Beatles' legendary producer. What did he add to your music? And were you aware, you know, I'm pretty big, I'm Yoshiki, but this is George Martin who worked with the Beatles?
Completely. I mean, we worked on classical albums, so we didn't really work on rock album. I learned a lot from him.
What did he teach you?
He said, like, you know, creating music is like a painting. Like, you know, you can paint with red or blue. Red means anger. Blue could be feeling blue.
Thinking of music and colors.
Mm-hmm.
So you're releasing new classical music. You're still playing your rock and roll simultaneously around the world. This is a world you're probably, this rarefied air, you're probably a little used to at this point. But still, do you find yourself thinking about Carnegie Hall and performing classical music and thinking, oh, how did I get here? Or maybe my dad would be proud, or, you know, reflecting on this incredible career.
I'm kind of freaking out. You know, I mean, Carnegie Hall is the concert hall for, like, every single classical artist. Yeah.
So you're not being casual about it?
No. I've been practicing and practicing. I wanted to really practice on the piano on the plane, but it's impossible. So it's just when I have a minute, I just want to practice right this moment.
Yoshiki playing Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Well, and what else lies ahead for you?
Well, you know, our film, We Are X, actually is going to be releasing throughout the world very soon. Also, X Japan, our first album in 20 years, is going to be out very soon. It's going to be the first debut album towards the world. Never really released an album outside of Japan.
Well, the film tells about the course of the band, how you broke up. You felt that your childhood friend that you formed the band with, Toshi, was a member of a cult, apparently, and there was a rift there. But then you have come back together again.
Yes, the story is almost like too crazy to be true. Toshi, the vocalist, and I grew up together. We met when we were 4 years old. We were in the same kindergarten. Then, you know, eventually we became pretty much one of the biggest rock stars in Japan. Then, at the heights of our career, he joined cult. He got brainwashed. So then our band broke up. Then our guitar player passed away. Also, several years later, our bass player passed away. He killed himself. So it was almost too crazy to be true story.
Well, and now back together. What do you want people to know about X Japan?
Well, I mean, you know, when people think about like Japan or Asia, they don't really think about rock band. People may think about ninja, samurai, something like that.
Right.
But there are a lot of amazing rock bands in Asia. So we want to be one of the band to make the, how do you say, break the wall.
Breakthrough for other Japanese bands.
Exactly. I mean, if there's a boundary of the wall between East and West.
That's Yoshiki, the Japanese rock and roll icon, also a classical composer and pianist. He'll be performing at Carnegie Hall tomorrow and Friday. Yoshiki, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.